All right, Mark Gardner joins us as we look at the art of pitching. And boy, if there's anyone who could paint the picture, the artist of a pitcher, and I think of you and the fastball, the curveball, getting up to the major leagues late, you really learned how to pitch. So let's just start off the art of pitching.
Well, I think, you know, when a young kid starts off, they primarily have the strikeout in mind, and I was no different. But I think as your years get on and you get a little older and you find out that a ground ball just gets that guy out just as good, plus you learn to stay in the game longer and you're more efficient and you stick around and possibly get a win. So it's a process, and that's what these young kids here are learning in the minor leagues is to pitch. Throw a ball when you want and throw a strike when you want.
Yeah. Command, throwing the ball where you want in the strike zone. I guess that's the key to the whole deal.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's something we're looking for at this level is fastball command and being able to mix up your pitches, throw soft behind it in the count, or locate your fastball in off the plate. And you can see down in the lower levels that they're not quite there yet. And when they pass those tests, they move on.
All right. As I said earlier, you didn't get up to the big leagues till you were 27, which in relative baseball terms is a little bit older. You, of course, an excellent college pitcher and you pitch in the minor leagues. What did you learn that allowed you to succeed at age 27?
Well, I had command of the fastball, but what I needed to do was command the curveball and have more than one curveball. It seemed I was throwing the two-strike curveball every time, and, of course, that's going to run up the pitch count. That's going to run up your walks, and that's not something that the higher level looks
favorably
on, that's for sure. And so I had to learn how to change speeds with the curveball and get one over first strike and then use the tighter, harder one with two strikes. And I had to develop a changeup when I got to AAA. That was the only thing holding me back was something I could defend myself against lefties with. And so I went to Instruction League at the age of 27. Yeah. And spent 2 weeks there with Sid Mongey and one of our coaches in the minor leagues who had his split, and I used that one as the changeup and made the team that year and the next year. So that was the key, the third pitch that I really needed.
Mark Gardner talking about the art of pitching. You got to talk about the hitters a little bit because I know what you want to do, but there is someone standing there with a bat who would love to rip the ball and hit it right past you.
Well, it's a game of adjustments, and we're trying to adjust to them. They're adjusting to us. And so we try to get our pitchers to read swings and pitch accordingly, and it could change from a bat to a bat. The good hitters make the adjustments pitch to pitch. Good pitchers make the adjustments pitch to pitch. So it's definitely a game of adjustments and a war out there with the other guy, a mind war. The good ones are here for a long time, and the not-so-good ones you seem to see, you know, 2-3 years and they don't make that adjustment, it's time to move on. So we're trying to teach our guys to read swings with the scouting report, put that all together.
Yeah. And what about reading where they stand in the box or the kind of bat they use or how they looked last time?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's not any secrets in the game today. There's just so many tools and videos and scout reports that, you know, nobody really sneaks up on you anymore. You've got so much information that that is not an excuse anymore. So, you know, everybody's pretty much well prepared. We go through it. Dave Righetti and myself, we go through the reports and we look at the video and then we pass that along to the pitcher.
All right, so on the rare occasion against you, someone got on first base. What kind of pickoff move did you have and what was the key to it?
Well, there was more than one. You know, you had to change your times, your speeds, vary your looks, head bobs, all kinds of things. Step off, hold the ball. And, you know, base runners that I've talked to, the Grissoms and the DeShields, the guys that could steal bases, they hated when you held the ball because they would have to just sit there and they really couldn't get a good timing off you. So they're sitting there anticipating a 1-2-3 count maybe and you're holding it for 4 and 5. They get anxious and maybe flinch the other way or lean the other way and then you got a chance to get them.
All right.
It's just changing your times.
All right. Now, maybe the greatest game you ever pitched, you take the no-hitter into the 10th inning. What did you have that day against the Dodgers?
Well, you know, I remember many other times I had better stuff and probably pitched better, more strikeouts and what have you. I was behind in the count a lot that game, but I made pitches when I had to. The 2-0, the 2-1 changeup, popping guys up, getting out of innings. We had one double play that the runner from first tried to go to third, and we ended up doubling him up at third. And so there was a couple plays there that were that kept me in the game. And, you know, come the ninth inning, it was a 1-2-3 ninth, and my pitch count was low, and manager Tom Runnels sent me back out there for the 10th, and it's history now. I gave up the little dink hit to Lenny Harris over my head and stuck in there for one more hitter, and then gave way to Fassero.
Wow. Boy, all right, that's the art of pitching from the curveball pitcher. See, I remember you as a change speed guy, and, of course, you had to have a good fastball, but I remember you worked. When you pitched, you worked.
Well, I think when you don't have the plus fastball, the 90s, the 95s, you're going to have to do that, and that's what we try to get across to our guys when they have the stuff to learn how to pitch then, and then they're going to be able to pitch when the stuff gets down to the 90 level like I had, yeah.
Did you ever stand on the same spot in the mound, or did you stand on the same spot on the rubber?
No, we moved around. We moved around according to the hitters. Sometimes we'd move on the left side or the right side, just depending. Some guys can do it, some guys can't. And I don't recommend it unless your delivery is pretty sound.
All right, what a pleasure, Mark. Thanks so much.
You bet. No time.